起初圣经头一处是约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to a few passages of scripture. The first one in John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十五节，弟兄姐妹翻到，我们一起来念。
John chapter 14, verse 15. Let us read together.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
我们再看十五章十节。
And then also chapter 15, verse 10.
约翰十五章十节。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
我们再看十五章的十二节到十四节。
And then still in chapter 15, verse 12 to 14.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。两位朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
This is my commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
请弟兄姐妹低头，我们有一点祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，是你的爱，你来遵行神的旨意，为我们成就了救恩。
We want to thank you and praise you that it is your, because of your love that you obey the Father's will and accomplish this purpose.
今天是你的爱吸引着我们，叫我们来遵行你自己的旨意。
And today it is your love that has drawn us to you that we will obey your commandments.
主啊，求你和我们同在，求你在你说过的话里面再次说在我们里面。
May your presence be with us and may you speak again the words that you have spoken in your word.
我们将以下的学生交在你的手中，你的慈恩，你对我们说，每一个人说话。
We commit the following time to you. May you be gracious to us and speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。刚才我们所读的神的话，我们很清楚地看见，他说，如果我们爱神，我们就要遵行他的旨意。
From the passage that we read earlier, it is very clear that if we love God, we will keep His commandments.
所以刚才我们所读的约翰福音十五章十节里面，他说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里面，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里面。”
And so, in John chapter 15, verse 10, it says clearly, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love."
这里的话告诉我们，如果我们爱神，我们在他里面，我们就要遵守他的命令。
And so it says very clearly that if we are in God's love, that we must obey His commandments.
我们知道，我们的主耶稣来到地上，他是遵守、遵行神的旨意的。
We know that when Jesus came to this earth, that he obeyed and fully followed his Father's commandments.
因为他来在地上走过的生活就是遵守神的旨意。他说他是在遵守神的话里面，他就在神的爱里面。
And so when he came, he said specifically that he came to obey his Father's will. And we see how he abided in his Father's love and kept his Father's commandments.
我们知道神这里的话告诉我们，神来到地上，他是因为他遵行神的旨意，因为他爱神。
And here we know that Jesus came to this earth, he obeyed his Father's will because he loved his Father.
当然，因为他爱神，也爱神所爱的，他也爱我们。
And of course, he also loved those whom his Father loved, which is us.
因为他爱的缘故，他来到地上。
And because of this love, he came to this earth.
他为我们预备的救恩。
And he had prepared the salvation for us.
所以我们也看见，当我们的主在克西玛利园祷告里面
，and we see in our Lord's prayer in Gethsemane，
当时他面对的十字架
，as he was facing the cross，
他那时候我想，他因为他觉得这个苦杯是很苦的
，we know that he was about to receive a very bitter cup，
他在那里三次的祷告
，three times he prayed，
他说如果可以。请把这一个苦杯挪去。
He said that if it is possible, may you remove this cup of bitterness from me.
到后面马太二十六章42节告诉我们，但是如果这一杯这个苦杯不能挪去，就叫愿你的旨意成全。
And but then he added that if this cup cannot be taken away, then may your will be done.
因为他为了遵守神的旨意，愿意喝了这一个苦杯。
And because he was willing to obey the Father's will, he was willing to drink this bitter cup.
因为他要喝这个苦杯，是因为他爱神，也爱我们。
And he had to drink this bitter cup because he loved his Father and he loved us.
所以说我们该在所以我们的约翰一书三章十六节，他这里告诉我们。
So it says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
他说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
We know love by this that he laid down his life for us.
我们怎么认识，怎么知道神的爱呢？
How can we know and understand God's love?
所以当我们看见十字架，神为我们死在那里的时候，我们就清楚了，我们就明白了什么叫做爱。
It is when we see his death on the cross that we understand what love is.
今天我们早上借着饼杯来纪念我们主的时候。
And today as we remembered our Lord before the table.
我们想我们在心里面深深体会到神的爱。
I believe that we have all deeply experienced God's love in our hearts.
因为以爱我们的缘故，我们就看见神的救恩就成全了。
And we see that because of his love for us, that his work of salvation was accomplished.
因为我们的主遵守了，遵行了神的旨意，这个救恩就成全了。
Because our Lord obeyed and accomplished his Father's will, and so this salvation was complete.
我们也看见在旧约，在许多的信心的见证人里面。每一个神都是遵守遵行神的旨意的。
And we even see in all of those examples of faith in the Old Testament that they all obeyed God's will.
神怎么说，他们在信心里面就怎么做。
That whatever God said, they also did.
我们也看见，特别的，我们也可以来看看摩西，因为在希伯来书三章二节里面，他告诉我们，摩西是一个敬忠的，在神家里敬忠的一个仆人。
And we know that if we look at Moses, for example, it mentions in Hebrews 3 verse 2 that he was faithful in God's house.
因为在希伯来三章二节，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。这里告诉摩西怎么样在神家里的敬忠。
And how was he faithful? It mentions here that he was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house.
那更有讲到我们的主耶稣，当然他是敬忠。
And of course, we know that our Lord Jesus, that he was faithful to everything that was appointed to him from the Father.
在希伯来三章十五节说，摩西为仆人，在神的家全家全那敬忠。
And it mentions in verse 5 that Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
为什么不能说他摩西是个敬忠呢？他就是因为照着神的话去做。
Why was Moses spoken as being faithful? Because he followed the teaching in the word.
因为神所吩咐他的，他都谨守遵行。
That everything that the Father, that God commanded Moses, that he did.
特别神把他的诫命，把他的律例典章，他托着摩西跟以色列人讲的。
Especially all of these laws and precepts.That God spoke through Moses.
如果他没有敬忠，在这个过程里面他忽略了，那就出问题了。
And we know that if he hadn't been faithful, if he had made some mistake, then we would have had some problems.
因为神的话是一撇一点一撇都不能废去的。
Because we know that it says not one jot or tittle from the law will be removed.
他能够忠心把神托给他的，他都能够。交出去，跟托给以色列人交代。
But everything that was given to Moses, he was able to then give to the Israelites.
我们知道摩西是一个敬忠的仆人。
And so we see just how faithful Moses was.
但是他为了神的家，他受了许多的苦。
And yet, for the house of God, he suffered much.
我们也看见。摩西特别在希伯来书一章二十四节里面
，And again in Hebrews 11:24，
他说摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我们知道摩西是被法老儿女儿养大的。
We know that Moses grew up under Pharaoh's daughter.
如果他愿意成为做他的侄子的时候，他有很多荣华富贵，他是享受不尽。
And we know that if he had chosen to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, that he would have enjoyed many riches and many treasures that are, that may be beyond what we can calculate.
在那个地位里面，他说他有钱，也有势，也有权柄。
That he would have money, that he would have a position and authority.
他想做什么就做什么。
And whatever he wanted to do, he could have done.
但是他不愿意做法老的儿，侄子，女儿的侄子。
But he chose not to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
圣经怎么说呢？大家说他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
It says here that choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God.
也不愿意暂时享受罪中之乐。
Than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
因为他宁愿跟以色列人同受苦害。
So he was willing to suffer with the people of Israel.
为什么他宁愿跟以色列人同受苦呢？
Why was he willing to endure ill treatment?
因为神要他你要去埃及跟以色列百姓讲，要把神的百姓从埃及带出来。
Why? Because God gave him an instruction to go to the Israelites and to bring them out of Egypt.
他要带你这个百姓经过红海，经过旷野，他神要带把他要他把百姓带他进迦南美地。
That he would lead them out of Egypt through the Red Sea, through the wilderness, and eventually into the land of Canaan.
在这个过程里面要受许多的苦难呢。
And through this process, there would be much suffering.
特别在旷野里面。
Especially in the wilderness.
他们说，就是人拿枪的兵丁都有60万，如果妇人，他人家估计有200万。
We know that it mentions that men, that the census mentions that there were 600,000 men. And so if you calculate the women and children, that probably was 2 million.
200万人要经过旷野，要吃的喝的，从哪里去拿？
And for 2 million people walking through the wilderness, where would they receive their food or their drink?
200万个人一天要吃多少东西啊？
How much food do 2 million people need to eat?
他怎么办？其实里面有很多事情发生的。
And we know that many things happen in this entire process.
但是这是神要他去做。
But this is what God instructed.
我相信他知道有很多苦。
I'm sure he knew that there would be much suffering.
但是他为了遵行、遵守神的话。
But he was willing to obey the word of God.
他愿意受苦。
And he was willing to suffer.
他受苦的目的就是他要遵守。神的话去做。
He suffers so that he could obey the Father's, the word of God and obey God's commandments.
所以圣经说他是一个忠心的仆人。
And that's why the Bible says that he was a faithful servant.
所以说他到了希伯来书11:26，他说他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵。
And in Hebrews 11:26, it says, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他感觉他是那为神的百姓。
And so that even though he was suffering for the children of God,
为神的旨意，为了遵守旨意，居然所受的苦。
Even though he was suffering for the will of God,
他比埃及的财富更为宝贝。
He believed that was more precious than the treasures of Egypt.
在埃及里面他可以因为他是法老女儿的儿子他可以有很多财富的。
In theory, as a son of Pharaoh's daughter, he could have received many riches.
但是如果他要遵守神的旨意这一切 他都要舍弃了。
But if he wanted to obey the will of God, he had to let go of these things.
因为他有信心他的因他盼望所要得到的奖赏他的信心就看在神的里面神所给他的奖赏。
But his faith was in God, and we see here it says he was looking to the reward.
多少时候今天我们为着神的旨意为着遵守神的旨意我们愿意撇下地上财富呢？
Now how many times are we willing to set aside the riches of this earth in order to receive the riches from God?
我们知道神要遵守神的旨意是要付代价。
We know that if we want to obey the will of God, we must pay a price.
但是我们也知道摩西也认识他知道神的爱。
But we know that Moses also understood the will of God and also understand the love of God.
在诫命里面神颁布的说你不可杀人不可偷窃不可贪婪 还有很多不可不可的诫命。
We know that in the Ten Commandments, there are many do nots. Do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not kill.
但是罗马书十三章就为这一段十三章九第九节为这里解释了，这一切的诫命都包在爱人如己这一句话之内。
But as it summarizes in Romans 13 verse 9, that if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the same saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他居然这个是个诫命。
Even though this is a commandment.
诫命神是神要他神的诫命是借着摩西来告诉以色列人的。
And these commandments were spoken to the Israelites through Moses.
因为在这个诫命里面他看见神的爱。
And in these commandments, he saw the love of God.
所以在民数记里面，当以色列人们在旷野发怨言的时候。
And so, in the book of Numbers, when the Israelites were murmuring against God in the wilderness,
神要向以色列百姓发怒。
God's wrath was upon the Israelites.
所以他那时候就向神祷告。
And Moses prayed to God.
他说你是慈爱，是有怜悯的神。
He said that you are the God full of loving kindness and mercy.
是叫着你的慈爱赦免他们的罪。
And he said, forgive these people, but based on your loving kindness and mercy.
因为他知道神是爱他的百姓。
Because he knew that God loves his people.
神要救他的百姓脱离埃及，是因为神的爱。
And that he knew that God had brought the people of Israel out of Egypt because of his love.
因为神拣选以色列的百姓是神的爱。
And God chose these people because of his love.
也是神在爱里面拣选了摩西，叫摩西成为他的仆人来做这样的工作。
Just as God had also chosen Moses in his love and appointed him to do this work.
所以摩西认识神的爱。
And so Moses knew and understood God's love.
摩西知道神爱以色列百姓，神也爱他。
Moses knew that God loved the Israelites and also God loved him.
所以我相信摩西愿意遵守神的命令，是他爱神。
And Moses was willing to do the will of God because he loved God.
因为有这样的神爱他，难道他不会爱神吗？
And such a God who loved him, how could he not love him back?
就是说他因为爱的缘故，他愿意遵守神的命令。
That because of this love, he was willing to obey God's commandments.
因为他为的爱的缘故，他愿意遵守神的命令而付出许多的代价。
And in the process of doing that, he paid a price.
今天我们愿意为了遵守神的命令和代价。
Today, are we willing to pay a price in order to obey God's commandments?
我们知道今天这些话，神是对我们讲的。
We know that God is speaking these words to us today.
是神爱的激励，是神爱的呼召。
That it is God's call and encouragement of love.
刚才我们是看了约翰福音十四章里面。
As we saw earlier in John chapter 14,
是说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Now if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
我们要遵守命令，我们要不要遵守神的命令？我们当然要。
Will we keep his commandments? Of course we must.
但是我们也知道，因为神爱我们，我们也爱神。
But we know that we love God and he loves us.
所以说他说，如果你要在我的爱里面，你们就要。
And so if we want to abide in his love, we must keep his commandments.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
神的话告诉我们，如果我们爱他，我们就要遵守他的命令。
And that is what he tells us, that if we love him, we will keep his commandments.
但我们也清楚，我们也知道，凭着我们的本相，凭着我们亚当那个个性，我们是做不到的。
But we also know that based on who we are, based on the life of Adam that exists in us, that it is impossible for us to do this.
有好多弟兄姐妹说我有神的话太难了，他的标准太高了，他说我实在做得很辛苦。
Now many have said that the word of God is so, that this standard is so high, it is impossible for us to obey the will of God.
当然凭着我们自己老亚当的生命，因为亚当的那个人不可能做到神的话。
Of course, by this old life of Adam, it is impossible for us to do the will of God.
但是神的话是不落空的。
But God's word does not return to him void.
神叫我们做，我们就会做的。
That if God tells us to do it, we will do it.
如果我们做不到，神叫我们做，不是白说了吗？
Because if we aren't able to do it, then didn't God just seek in vain? That if God knows that it's impossible for us to obey the will of God, but He still commands us, is that not in vain? Because when God tells us to do it, He knows we will. And of course, by this old life of Adam, it is
impossible.
And so how is it possible for us? One, it is by faith, and it is also by His grace. And we see through these testimonies of faith, Moses included in Hebrews, that they all were able to do the will of God. As it says that whatever God commanded, and so they did. We know that in the Gospels that God, that Jesus called His disciples to follow Him and do and to follow Him.
他说在马太福音26章12节里面，他说，不是不是，马太福音16章，16章24节，马太福音16章24节。Okay,
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说。 若有人要跟从我,
then Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
在路加9章里面他说, 你们要跟从我, 就当舍己, 天天背起十字架来,
and again in Luke chapter 9, he says that if you will come after me, then you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow. We know that if you want to follow the Lord Jesus, you must listen to His words. And if God has spoken, we must obey. If you don't obey, how do you follow Him?
但是说,你要跟他,
and so if you want to follow Him, you must take up your cross. Why?
我们知道十字架就是我们这个救人的,
we know that this cross is towards our old man.
所以我们这个救人没有对付,我们不可能能够跟着,跟主的。
We know that if this old man is not dealt with, it is impossible for us to follow Him.
我们跟主,跟着主走十字架的路,就是与主同行的。
And so if we walk this way of the cross, we are walking with our Lord. That's how we follow Him. It is to walk with Him. In Genesis, it mentions two people who walked with God. One is Enoch. And one is Noah. And truly they walk with God. Especially for Noah.
因为在应该是在第六章九节。
In chapter 6 verse 9.
他说，挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
因为挪亚是与神同行。
Noah walked with God.
但是他说在那个世代,
and in his time, in his generation,
那个世代是什么世代啊?
What kind of time was that?
因为那个世代就是第六节前面所讲的, 人是属乎血气, 他心里所想的就是恶。
And as, what was this generation? It's described in verse 5 that the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
因为那时候那世代的人, 他所要做所要想的, 他就是恶。
That in that time, every intent, every action was evil. So Noah lived in such a generation. And yet it says that Noah was blameless. How is that possible?
他都不做。
Because he did not do any of the evil that existed in that generation.
因为他有一个分别为神的生活。
He had this life that was separated to God.
他就是从那个世代里面分别出来。
He was separated out of that generation.
他要过一种分别为神的生活。
He will live this sanctified or separated
life. 因为只有这样他才能够与神同行啊。
And only in that way could he walk with God.
因为他有一个得胜，有一个信心的生活。
He had this victorious life, a life of faith.
那么与神同行的，就神就喜欢他。
And of course, because he walked with God, he found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
如果你会跟与神同行，当然你要做神喜欢的事情了。
And of course, if you want to walk with God, you must do what is pleasing to him.
不可能叫神做你喜欢的事情。
It's not that God does something that is pleasing to you.
因为神是不改变的。
God does not change.
因为神都是对的。
God is always
right. 他是公义也是圣洁的。
He is righteous and holy.
因为他不需要来改变。
He does not need to change.
所以说我们要，如果我们要跟神同行，我们一定要做神喜欢的事情。
And so if we want to walk with God, we must do what is pleasing to him.
所以说在希伯来书11章里面。
And again in Hebrews 11.
他讲到以诺的与神同行的时候
When he talks about Enoch walking with God
那里有一句话说他在被提之先得了一个名证就是神喜欢他
He obtained the witness that before his being taken up he was pleasing to God
为什么神会喜欢他
Why was he pleasing to God
他肯定要做神喜欢的事情啊
He must have done what was pleasing to God
所以说如果你哪个人同行有一个人讨厌你你怎么可以同行啊
If there are two people walking together, if one hates the other, how do you walk together?
所以哪个人同行肯定你喜欢他他喜欢你啊
That if you walk together, one must be, find favor in the other and vice versa.
因为在这里看见神的爱
And in that way you see God's
love. 神说我喜欢他
God said that I have found favor in him.
那我们就知道因为是喜欢他他就是爱他
And that means that God loves this.
所以说因为你喜欢他他也喜欢你是你爱他他也爱你这是彼此相爱
So what is loving one another? It is that you love this person loves the other, you find favor with each other.
所以与神同行的人他必定是神的喜欢的
And so if you walk with God, you must be one who is pleasing to God.
今天神呼叫我们要我们做他的门徒
Today, God has called us to be his disciples.
就我们要跟随我们的主。
We are to follow our Lord.
就是我们与主同行啊。
That means to walk with our Lord.
就我们要跟着他。
If we are following him.
但是跟着他你就要听他的话。
Then you must listen to him.
他怎么说你就要怎么做。
Whatever he says, so you must do.
因为我们在挪亚里面我们也看见到第六章22节他说挪亚就这样行。凡神所吩咐的他都照样行了
As it is also written in Genesis 6 verse 22 Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him So he did
当然在这地上他吃了几百年他有很多事情在地上要做
We know that in those hundreds of years there were many things for him to do
他就说挪亚这样行是照着神的话去做的
But we see that everything Noah did was according to God that commanded
他是谨守遵行神的话
So he was careful to obey the will of God
神怎么说他就怎么做他做到
What God said so he did
所以说神就喜欢他
And because of that he found favor in the eyes of the Lord
所以后来他就蒙了拯救
And because of that, he was saved.
今天神呼召我们
Today, God has called us.
叫我们要跟随我们的主
So that we will follow our Lord.
但是我们如果我们跟随主，我们就要知道什么是神所喜欢的。
If we want to follow our Lord, we must know what pleases him.
我们知道神喜欢什么都在这里，他神都说了。如果你想要知道，你看圣经就知道神喜欢什么。
How do you know what is pleasing to God? Well, everything is written in here, so we just read his word.
我们也知道神也告诉我们什么是神不喜欢的。
In the same way, the word also tells us what is not pleasing to God.
我们知道挪亚与主同行他就是不做那些神不喜欢的事情，因为他跟那个世代有分别的。
And we see that Noah knew not to do what is displeasing to God because he was separated from that generation.
那个世代人，他们世人做的很多事情，他不做了。
That a lot of the things that people in that generation did, he would not do.
今天我们跟在今天我们要与耶稣同行，我们要跟随主耶稣。
Today we are walking with the Lord. We are following him.
但地上也有很多事情，我们是不是别人做的我们不该做的我们不做。
And so we see that many people in this world do certain things that we know that we shouldn't do. Do we do them?
但我们知道，在我们心里面很多事情不信的人做，我们也不。
But unfortunately, there are things that unbelievers do that we also do.
所以有的人就是说，我正经经的有福音本，有跟我说说，我就看不出某某人是基督徒。
And so I have gospel friends talk to me saying that I could not tell that so and so is a Christian.
为什么他们看不出我们在地上没有分别的生活呢？
And why is it? Because that we didn't have this separated life.
如果我们是地上为主做，现在很多地上的他们做的我们是不能做的。
And we know if we want to be God's testimony on earth, there are many things that this world will do that we cannot do.
我们应该有一个分别的生活。
Our life should be separated.
我们为着主的见证。
It is for our Lord's testimony.
但是我们要跟随主。
But we must follow the Lord.
我们就要听主的话。
And then we must listen to His word.
许多神不喜欢的，我们不要去碰，也不要去做。
And the things that are displeasing to God, we should not touch, we should not do.
许多神喜欢的什么，我们就去做。
But instead, the things that is pleasing to God, we must.
因为什么是神要我们做的，我们一定要去做。
And of course, the things that God said we should, we must do, then we have to do.
但是我们知道啊，我们在神与神同行，我们为着要谨守神的话，我们要付许多代价。
Now, of course, we know that if we want to walk with the Lord, if we want to do what is pleasing to Him, that we have to pay a price.
我们只要也看见摩西带领以色列人经过旷野的时候。
And we can see even as Moses was leading the Israelites through the wilderness.
他有许多的百姓是背叛的。
We know there were many rebellious people.
他跟摩西发脾气说怨言的。
And they would murmur and complain against Moses.
我想就那时候把摩西都气死了。
And even Moses became furious.
特别我们知道特别那个困境艰难的时候为什么摩西有两次击打磐石啊。
Especially as we approached Canaan, and we know that there was one time when Moses struck the rock twice.
因为他这个气都受不了了。
Because he was so angry that he could not stand it anymore.
我把你这么久一直这样，你还是这个样子。
He said that I have led you in this way for so long, and yet you are still.
还在那里发怨，要发啰嗦。
You are still grumbling and you are still complaining.
所以他气都受不了了，所以把磐石打了两次。
And he was so angry that he struck the rock twice.
他没想到，因为打了两次得罪了神，神说你不可以进迦南。
And yet, because he was he struck the rock twice, he was displeasing to God and could not enter Canaan.
我想他因为他所做的，他更气。
And perhaps he was even more angry at himself for what he did.
本来他可以进迦南了。
He should have been able to enter Canaan.
就是因为你这些雷主义，就是以色列人都不。不知好歹，我们这个样那个样，结果他气得受不了了，就是做了不该做的事情。
And yet, because of these Israelites, they caused him to become angry, and then he did what he was not supposed to do, and now he can't enter Canaan.
所以说，虎视的话，如果要与神同行的话，是有受气的。
And so we know that when we serve the Lord, if we want to walk with the Lord, that we will experience anger.
我们也看见许多神的仆人。
And we even see from God's servants.
因为有他有亮光，他有看见，他就听了神的呼召。
Then perhaps because they have received light from the Lord, they hear God's call.
因为神呼召他出来，他要放下工作，有的人是要放下什么，有的人做生意是很好的，神说你要放下，他就放下。
That, for example, maybe someone was a very good businessman, but the Lord called him out, and he had to lay aside his business.
本来在世界上他做生意是老板，是别人又听他的。
So perhaps he was a CEO or some high position in business, and others had to listen.
所以现在很多东西都放下了，在神的家里面，在教会里面服侍。
And now he lays that all aside, and now he is serving the Lord in the house of God.
他说啊，他这里所受的气啊，比他公司做老板受的气还要大。
And perhaps the anger that he experiences in the church is greater than what he would have experienced as a CEO.
他说，我知道神的话，如果不是因为神带我去做，我干嘛跟你呀？我干嘛去服侍你了？他生意不讨好。
That perhaps he would say that if it wasn't for the word of God, why would I even be serving you?
我知道我们常常也听了很多年长的服侍的弟兄姐妹，他告诉我在教会里面服侍有好多好多的事，吃力不讨好的。
And we know that there are older brothers and sisters, older brothers serving, that they will tell me about how when they serve that there are many, many unfortunate circumstances that they encounter.
但是他为了听神的话, 神叫他基督,
But because they are willing to listen to God's word, they are willing to obey God, they still have to do it. It is entrusted to them from God.
他是神呼叫他要出来服侍神的,
that God called them out in order to serve him.
他为了神的呼叫,
And so he did this in order to answer God's call and to do his will.
所以说带他的苦,
and so he has to go through this suffering.
但是他们要这样,
But just like Moses, he has to look to the reward that is to come.
如果我们不是盼望，不是在真的没有看见那个赏赐， 我们怎么愿意能够撇下我们现在所有的荣华富贵啊？
If we have not seen that, that reward that is to come, how can we lay aside all of the glory and riches of this world?
有时候我们为着神服侍神, 许多我们都要放下。
We know that when we want to serve the Lord, there are many things that we must lay aside.
我们就像摩西, 他好好的做法老女儿的儿子不做。
We can see for Moses that he could have been the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and yet he chose not to. Instead, he had to lead the Israelites in through the wilderness and suffer in that
way.
And so he went from having plenty of food and drink to a place of having no food and drink. And we see that there was one time when he was leading the Israelites through the wilderness that the Israelites had no water to drink for 3 days.
他说有三天一点水都找不到，你那多苦啊！
3 days of not being able to find water, that is very bitter.
当然，要经过这样，我们只有仰望神的供应。
And of course, by going through these things, you are forced to rely on God.
那你说到玛纳的时候，在以琳。
We know that they only received much abundant water when they reached Elim. And so from that they encounter much suffering. But we want to obey the word of God, obey his will. And there are certain things that we must lay down. Today God calls us.
是神在他爱里面来呼叫我们。
God is calling us in his love.
是他的爱吸引我们。
His love has drawn us.
也是他爱激励我们。
And his love is encouraging us.
他在爱里面说, 你们如果爱我, 就要遵行我的命令。
And he said that if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
这是何等的恩典。
That is such grace.
当然神要我们能够遵守, 他就有恩典给我们。
And of course, in order for us to be able to obey his commandments, God gives us grace.
神，我们知道，在今天，在我们的里面有一个新的生命，就是基督的给我们的那个做神儿女的生命。
We know that today we have this new life, the life of Christ given to his children.
如果凭着我们亚当的旧生命，我们是做不到。
By the old life of Adam, it is impossible for us to do it.
但是如果我们借着那个生命， 活出来的时候，我们就会做得到。
But that other life, when that is lived out, then we are able to do it.
我们知道那一个生命是圣洁的生命。
And we know that it is a holy life.
特别我也听到有很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
And I have heard many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
比如说在得救以前，我们就有贪心嘛，贪心我们占人家的便宜。 就是当我们贪心的时候，每一次占人家的便宜，我们心里都很开心。
And so, for example, for some, the testimony is that before they were saved, they always wanted to take advantage of others, and whenever they were successful because they were greedy, they would be very happy.
但是这个我们知道是神所不喜欢的。But
we know that being greedy in that way is displeasing to the Lord.
但是如果我们得救的时候有那个基督的生命，你每一次占人家的便宜，你心里就难受。
But now, after you have received that life of Christ, every time you try to take advantage of others, you now feel bad.
有的男人就是说，再看看这什么事情占人家便宜的，他说我要跟他讲，我这是我不该给我的，我要退给他。
And so, for example, sometimes you say that stuff that you shouldn't have taken from others, now you return it.
因为我们在基督的生命是不贪的。
Because this life of Christ is not greedy.
所以说我们有主的生命，我们只有致死我们的肉体，我们把基督生命活出来的时候。
And so this life of Christ, you put to death the deeds of the flesh, and then this life of Christ comes out.
那个生命的彰显，神是非常喜欢的。
And God is very pleased by the revealing of that life.
只有我们照着神的话。
So we must obey the will of God.
圣经罗马书八章告诉我们，万事互相效力。
And Romans 8 tells us that all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
可是每一个事情你经历里面。
So in everything that we encounter,
你要面对许多事情，事情是一样的，看你怎么经历。
So a lot of these situations are all the same, but the question is how do you face them?
如果你经历的时候，如果能够照着神喜欢的去做，你就会蒙神悦纳。
That when you experience these things, if you do according to what is pleasing to God, then you will receive His favor.
我简单地讲一个故事吧。
Let me tell a story.
我们知道啊，在以前的话，我的婚姻是都是媒妁之言，父母之命。
We know that in the past, that for people like myself to be married, it was all arranged by the parents or a matchmaker.
那个年代，父母说你跟谁结婚，你就跟谁结婚。
At that time, if the parents said you are going to marry this person, then it was a done deal.
但现在不一样了。
Now we know it's different.
现在像我的儿子是不可能的。
Now, for example, with my son, that was impossible.
我叫他一大堆，他说你自己去结婚吧。他说他一定要自己碰见的。
And so we tried introducing him to many different sisters, but he said he had to find one himself.
所以他们在谈恋爱的时候啊，如果有约会啊，叫一个人去等另外一个人啊。不管等多久他都不会生气 都有人了
And so for example we know that if the two of them are dating that even if one is waiting for the other that even during the waiting they will not be angry they will be waiting patiently
我几乎没有听说有哪一个人是谈恋爱的时候去等对方等到生气
I have never heard of a situation where two were dating one was waiting for the other and they became angry because of the wait
为什么他有耐心他愿意等啊
So why do they have such patience to wait
他等的时候一看见来他心里就非常的开心了
We know that when during the wait that when they finally see the person is very happy
一看见他就喜乐
Because when the person sees the other he or she is very happy
为什么愿意这么做呢
Why isThe person willing to do it.
因为他里面有一个被触动的有一个爱。
Because there is a love that fills the person's heart.
因为人的爱是会改变的。
We know that human love changes.
这只不过是人的爱。
And this is just human love.
他愿意做的时候就非常的开心。
And when he or she is willing to do this, the person is very happy.
你不要任何的理由。
You don't need any kind of excuse.
他就是愿意等。
But the person is willing to wait.
同样是等。
In the same way, waiting.
结婚几年之后。
Now let's say they've been married for a few years.
完全不一样了。
Yeah, it's completely different.
有的人就说，我等了没有几分钟，他就受不了了。
So some people, you might wait just a few minutes and you already can't stand it.
所以说你等了，你等得好，你要等到会生气，你们等到会发怒。
And the more you wait, the more angrier you become.
等到他来的时候，他就没有好话。
And when you see the person finally arrive, there's not an expression of happiness. Instead, you would say, I waited for you for so long, what were you doing? And it doesn't matter what explanation is given. And I've heard so many examples where the husband and the wife, one was waiting for the other, and then during the process, when they started fighting.
人是一样的人。
It is the same person.
但是也同样是在那里等。
And also waiting for the same person.
但为什么的味道不一样呢？
But why is it different?
因为圣经说万事互相效力。
Because the Bible says all things work together for good.
但这个事情你怎么效力的？
And so how do all things work together?
如果我们敬畏神的心，你有耐心去等去做的时候，你就得了益处。
And so if you have patience and you are waiting before the Lord, then you will receive the working together for God.
那如果凭着我们的本相，我们的忍耐，我们是没有忍耐。
And so we know that by ourselves, we have no patience.
同样是等，事情就发生了。
And that even if you wait, that the situation happens.
所以说我们是看见, 如果我们爱神, 有一个爱在里面, 去做, 是里面非常的喜乐的。
And so we know that if you have this love of God, that whatever you do, that you will have that joy.
不知道在哪个人怕扑的时候被对方触电的时候啊, 他都愿意为对方做任何的事情。
So we know that when the two people are dating, that one is willing to do anything for the other.
其实他们所讲的就是他喜欢什么。
And it's all a question of what the other person likes to do.
因为他喜欢什么, 他去做什么。
And whatever the other person likes to do, that is what they do.
所以说, 你只有这样, 你以后才能结婚啊。
And then after that, then they get married.
如果你做的都不是他的喜欢的, 谁跟你结婚啊?
So if you don't do whatever the other person likes to do, how would you ever get married?
但是结婚以后就变了。
But we see that after the marriage, things change.
有人说我们的蜜月感, 我们的婚姻甜蜜, 结婚以后, 的甜蜜的只有一个月，蜜月只有一个月。
And so some people say that after marriage that there's only one honeymoon.
一个月之后，那就很多事情慢慢慢，一个接一个，随着时间又多，事情就又多。
And that the honeymoon only lasts a month. That after that time, that the more and more things happen, then the more and more things that get complicated.
因为我们人会改变了。
Because people change.
那个起初谈恋爱那个爱那个不知道爬到哪里去
And that love when they were first dating we don't know where it went
因为我们人会变
Because people change
但神不会变的
But God does not change
神起初怎么爱你一直是怎么爱你他不会改变的
And however God loved you since the beginning that love will never change
所以神对我们的呼召就是叫我们有在他爱里面
And so God's call to us is that in love, we listen to his commandments. And in his love, we do his commandments. And so it's very clearly written in what we've read. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
但是这是神爱的呼召。And
so this is God's call of love.
这是爱的激励。This
is God's encouragement through love.
我们今天愿意跟随主，也是被他的爱所吸引的。And
today we are willing to follow the Lord because we have been drawn by his love.
是主的爱救了我们。It
is God's love that has saved us.
也是因为他的爱来寻找我们。
And his love that has sought us.
一些都是主的爱。
It is all God's love.
他为了一个爱的缘故, 他愿意为我们死。
That because of this love, he was willing to die for us.
他爱神也爱我们的缘故, 他愿意谨守遵行神的旨意。
And because he loved his father, that he was willing to obey and follow his father.
就是因为他遵行了神的旨意, 我们今天
And because he followed his father's will, today we have his salvation. And so this is God's call to us. May we obey his commandments.
当然,凭着我们的救人, 我们是不能的。
Again, by our old life, it is impossible.
但是我们神的命令, 在爱的激励里面, 我们也愿意来谨守来遵行
But now in God's love, in his commandments, may we be willing to obey his commandments.
因为在约翰一书里面他说, 主为我们舍命,我们从此就知道何为爱。
As it says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, that by this we know what love is, that he laid down his life for us.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to also lay down our lives for the brethren. So we see that to love one another, it is a sacrificial love.
因为这句话,因为从他的神的爱里面,他为我们舍命里面,我们认识的,我们知道的,我们摸着的神的爱。
Because now we touch this love, we know this love, that he laid down his life for us.
但是神的命令要我们彼此相爱。But
God's command for us is to love one another.
但是我们又在神的爱里面,我们彼此相处,彼此扶持。
And so in his love, we then interact with one another and we love one another.
如果我们在神的命令,爱的命令来遵守神的旨意,遵守他的命令。
And so if we obey his commandments in his love,
我们知道应该有很多事情,很多的矛盾,很多的难处都会
Then we know that there are many difficulties, many conflicts that will go away.
如果一个家里面, 你做丈夫的怎么做, 妻子的怎么做, 都驾着神的话去遵行的话。
Now, for example, in a household, if both the husband and the wife do according to what is commanded in the Bible,
应该是没有问题的。
Then there should never be any problem. There won't be difficulties.
如果我们都能够遵着神的话去行，在家里面，这个家一定蒙神祝福的。And
in the household, if they both follow God's commandments, then they will definitely be blessed by God.
你怎么做父亲的，就照着神的话来做。In
the same way as parents, you do according to what the word of God says.
但是我们知道，今天有好多弟兄姐妹家里面有好多的问题，有好多的难处。And
yet we know that in many families that there are many different difficulties that exist.
有许多弟兄姊妹，他两个是相处不来的。There
are brothers and sisters that they can't live together in harmony.
为什么有这么多的问题？Why
do these things happen?
但是如你是在遵循神的旨意了吧？Have
you truly obeyed the will of God?
我想，如果我们真的要遵守神的命令，不会有这个事情发生的。I
believe that if we truly obey the will of God, these things will not happen.
我们要不要遵守神的旨意？要不要遵守神的命令？Will
we obey God's will? Will we obey God's commandments?
我们很清楚地，我们知道我们是要遵守的。We
know we should.
神既然这么爱我们，难道我们更不愿意为着他的爱？
Because God has loved us so much, are we not willing to also obey His commandments?
同样的，有的弟兄姊妹服侍里面，就是在教会，神的在服侍里面也有难处。
In the same way, in the church, we see how brothers and sisters serving also encounter these difficulties. Because people may have different viewpoints.
但是如果我们都以基督的心为心,
but if we have the mind of Christ,
我们都驾着神的话, 遵守神的话来在教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此服侍的话,
if we all obey the word of God and in that way we serve in the church,
我相信不会有难处有问题的,
then I believe there will be no issues, no difficulties.
但是问题就是同样在事情许多事情里面发生的时候,
but the problem is that if we face some circumstance,
就是我们看法有不一样,
maybe we have some difference of opinion.
但是如果我们知道这个事情里面我们应该怎么做才能讨
We seek to find how what we should do in this matter to be pleasing to the Lord.
但是其实我们在任何事情里面，我们去面对去做的时候，我们因为着讨主的喜欢而去做。And
so when we face these circumstances, we must do according to what is pleasing to God.
但你们不管谁你所做的都讨神喜欢的时候,
and if everyone is doing that to be pleasing to the Lord, then there should be no problem.
如果这些做出来，弟兄姊妹之间有难处，那肯定有的是主不喜欢的。And
that instead, if what people do, if there is something that is not pleasing to the, if there is some kind of disagreement or discord, there must be something that is not pleasing to the Lord.
所以说，我们要以主为中心，我们是要驾着神的话，我们来守。
And so the center must be Christ. We must do according to the will of God. And so may the words of God encourage us. May He lead us with His word. That as we live in this world, we would obey His commandments. Only in His calling, only in His love. That by loving God, then we will be obeying His commandments. So this is my sharing, and may two or three brothers and sisters pray according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, and once more, Lord, you have spoken to us, Lord, and you're calling us to look forward and look thoroughly to your word, Lord, intently, Lord, and to obey and to follow you. Thank you that you made that big difference for us once more, saying that you never change and you don't need to change anything. But in comparison to us, Lord, we need to change everything. Change from glory to glory, Lord, to the image of your Son. Oh, Lord, we bring our lives to you. Say that we We have so much still in us that needs to be changed, Lord. Our brother used to say that for so much messages we've heard already in our lifetime, we should almost be like angels, Father. And when we look church or look ourselves, Lord, we see that it's not being so true. But here we are, Lord, gathering together in your name. And you have the power, you have the life, the light, the law, that the darkest, Lord, cannot subsist, cannot hinder your life, Lord. So we come to you, Lord, saying that let thy will be done in our lives, in our family lives, in church life, and let thy will come and your kingdom come, Lord, and be done in all these matters, Lord. Forgive our sins, Lord, that we may not obey you, may not immediately obey you when you say something to us. But I myself, Lord, can praise you for you never gave up on me, Lord. And you always trying, always to guide in your way, a holy, a heavenly way in me, Lord, that we may really repent and we find where we stop following you, Lord, because there must be true. There must be obedience, Lord. There must be faith to follow you, not in our way, but according to your word, according to your way. We praise you for this ministry today, Lord, and we praise you for continuously, unceasingly, Lord, following us, going after us, for us to conquer our hearts, our whole being, to be separated from the world unto God. We praise you and we thank you for this day in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.主啊，我们的心可能感谢赞美你，你实在是使人民奉献，主啊，你将爱倾倒，以至于你这个时代是下上，主啊，当我们看十字架的时候，才明白你的爱，我们也应当来以爱来回应你，主啊，也恳求你真是用你冰冷的手一直来扶持我们，增加我们的力量，好叫我们。 不断减少你自己在我们里面里头不断的增多，好叫在我们这瓦器里头，你的宝贝可以发出莫大的能力，叫你的名得到荣耀。感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Our brother prays, Lord, we want to, our hearts are full of thanksgiving that indeed you have given yourself to us, that you died even the death on the cross. And as we see the cross, we come to understand your love, and we want to respond to your love. And may your nail-pierced hands continue to hold us and to strengthen us. And indeed, may we decrease and may you increase, and may your power and glory be seen in us. May you be glorified in Jesus' holy name, we pray.
Open our eyes to see that how Christ laid down his life on the cross for us, and we realize that this is love, and your love never changes. Your love toward us never changes. Lord, so Lord, we come to you, Lord, we repent before you for that, Lord, somehow we lost our first love to you. So, Lord, may you rekindle our love towards you. You ask us to remain in your love and to keep your commandments. Lord, may we remember your words. May these words not only a message, but really truly changes our life and run after you. May, Lord, you draw us near to you. In Jesus' name we pray.